Hi, we're Hollow Coves.
And you're listening to Life Minute TV.
Their calming sound, uplifting lyrics, and strong connection to nature has led indie folk group Hollow Coves to organically grow an impressive following over the past decade. Since forming in 2014 on Australia's Gold Coast, members Matt Cairns and Ryan Henderson have garnered more than 500 million streams worldwide. This year, they released their second full-length album, Nothing to Lose, which hit number one on the iTunes singer-songwriter charts in 20-plus countries. The guys stopped by the Life Minute Studios to talk all about it, as well as their collab with the National Park Foundation to help raise money to preserve and protect our national parks. This is a Life Minute with Hollow Coves.
So, hi! Welcome Hello. To Life Minute.
Thanks for having us. This is great.
Glad to have you guys. So, tell us what you've been up to.
We've just started a tour through North America. So, we've had our second show of the tour in Philadelphia last night. We're playing in Brooklyn at a venue called Warsaw tomorrow night. So, yeah, we're just getting started on this tour.
So, yeah, after New York, we head north and go up to Montreal, across to Toronto, and then kind of head back down through America, through Denver, Salt Lake City, out to the west side, and then from LA all the way up the west coast to Vancouver, and then over to Vancouver Island and finish in Victoria. So,
I think Montreal has always been a bit of a staple city for us. They're just like real like music lovers. Well, I think a lot of bands actually say it's like one of their favorite cities because they're really intentional with engaging with the music, and yeah, it's just a lot of fun. But I think all the shows are going to be great, to be fair.
Now, the album came out in March, right? Tell us about Nothing to Lose and what was the inspiration behind it?
So this one was kind of a bit different to previous albums. It was a lot more collaborative. We like wrote a bunch of songs with another Australian artist who ended up producing the album, who's a guy called Matt Corby. And he's someone who, like, we listened to his music growing up and, like, he inspired us. And so it was really cool to be able to work with him. Just such a talented songwriter. He played drums and bass on the record. And so it was, like, much more of a collaborative process for us. We'd learnt a lot of lessons from the first albums that we'd worked on. So going into this one, we were a little bit more prepared. We were kind of just writing a lot about kind of slowing down and taking time to enjoy the important things in life and kind of reminding ourselves of like these kind of life lessons that we've been learning along the way and still figuring it out.
I think the first track is a good example. It's called Nothing to Lose, and it's pretty much all about how people get worried about, I guess, their image or what others are expecting of them, or
even just getting caught up in things that you have no control over, like people who struggle with like road rage, for example. It's like such a small thing, and it's just going to be something that you can't control, the fact that you're going to get caught in traffic. Some people will let that ruin their day and they'll get so worked up and so aggravated by it. But if you just let go of that and just go, okay, this is just going to be part of life. There's traffic, it sucks, but it's fine, like it's not actually that bad. Shifting that perspective, like you can actually be a lot more calm, a lot more at peace through those things and just like kind of cruise through it a little bit.
Yeah, there's a line in it that says, when life gives you lemons, just make lemonade. Just playing on that, just like, just go with the flow. Just don't let things, like stir you up and make you really emotional. As hard as it is, just try to go with the flow. And that's, what that's about.
One of the singles that we released was a song called On The Way that I wrote. Yeah, it's kind of like for anyone who has like a dream. We wanted to inspire people because we have a lot of friends back home who are like really talented, and they might have like kind of these dreams that maybe they're even too afraid to verbalize because they think it is silly or something like that. But they're so talented, and we kind of just wish that they would just give it a shot. We were kind of looking back on our career and realizing that like what we've been able to achieve is wilder than we could have ever imagined when we first started out. Like, we never thought music would be a part of our journey. I studied civil engineering, Matt's a qualified carpenter. Like, we just kind of thought
pretty different.
We kind of thought we'd just do normal jobs, and then we just loved music, and so we wrote some songs and we're like, oh, let's just give it a go, like let's just put something out there and see if people like it. And like looking back, if we'd never taken that first step, we never would have known that this could be our life. Like, it's actually crazy, but some people think that they need to have it all figured out before they can go after a dream. But we kind of wanted to encourage people, like, no one really knows or has it all together when they first start pursuing a dream. Like, often people are just figuring it out every step of the way, and it's just about taking one step at a time and then, like, figuring it out as you go. So On the Way is kind of all about that.
Yeah, I think, like, across the board of the album, it's like a lot of topics of, like, encouraging people in just, yeah, like, walks of life that we've kind of seen and observed in our story be, like, uplifting or proactive in, yeah, whatever that may be.
So you both love music, but were you, like, musically inclined growing up, or how did that become part of your life?
Yeah, so my family, they're all musical. So my mum's a piano teacher. My dad, he's actually just recorded a lot of albums for himself, more just a hobby. But my brother, he's in a band, and my sister plays piano and flute, actually. So yeah, I started off playing drums originally and then ended up picking up the guitar. And yeah, like we said, it was never going to be like a career thing, just a hobby. But yeah, we ended up meeting up through a mutual friend, and yeah, I think I had some songs, you had some songs that we just kind of jammed out, and that was the beginning of this project.
I only really got into music later in life, like as I was studying civil engineering, learning guitar kind of very quickly became my way of procrastinating from doing assignments. I started to realize that I was loving music more than, well, I think most people would love that more than doing assignments, but it became like almost an obsession where I was just like so in love with it, and just learning different finger picking patterns and all these kinds of things. And then I was just making music, and then we got connected, and it just kind of all just flowed quite naturally at the start. But we never thought it would be anything more than just a hobby.
That's great. Mm. And why the name Hollow Coves?
Yeah, we get asked this a lot. It's not like a amazing story, but I think, like, reflecting back on it, I think there's like the coastline of Australia, there's a lot of coves and inlets on beautiful beaches, and because we'd done a lot of traveling and we're passionate about getting outdoors, and the overflow of that came out through our music, but coves kind of fit that theme. And then I think we just went on name generator and just spent like months of
we probably spent 6 months of sending each other lists of like words that we thought fit the sound that we were making, and like coves was one that got thrown out there, and then we were like, we would probably send each other like different combinations of words, and there'd be like 12 or 15 every time we would send them, and then one day we sent those two words together and it just felt right.
So tell me more about the tour, and you guys are doing something special with that, with the National Park Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's the first collaboration we've done on a tour, but for North America run, we're doing a collaboration with the National Parks Foundation, which is, to us, like such a great fit because it entwines with what our vision is, with our lyrics and what we're trying to spread to the audience. So it was kind of, like a no-brainer to have this collaboration, and pretty much for every ticket sold on this tour, $1 goes towards helping preserve the national parks through North America. So I think we feel really passionate about it because we go to national parks ourselves. Even before this tour, on days off we would visit national parks and have reset days of going through like Zion National Park or Badlands.
Pretty much every tour that we've done in North America, we would like look on the map and see like, oh, we're going to be traveling through, there's a cool national park, let's go and check that out. And so when we got kind of presented with this opportunity, we were like, this makes so much sense because we'd probably be going to the national parks anyway. And I think like our music has been so inspired by spending time in these beautiful places. Like there's something that happens when you spend time in these places where it just like soothes you or like reminds you of the beauty that is in this world. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, like learning more about the national parks, there's so much that we need to do to be able to preserve these places so that future generations can enjoy them as well. And they're like actually some of our favorite parts of America. So we want to make sure that these places are preserved and kept so that future generations can enjoy them too.
With our music, when we write it, that same feeling that you get when you're in nature, we have tried to bring into our lyrics and our sound to captivate that same feeling for the listener. So it goes pair in pair really well.
So on this tour, yeah. Is there a park that you haven't gone to yet that you guys are going to hit?
There's actually like quite a few, because one of the things that we learnt through the National Parks Foundation, like we went and got to meet with their office in Washington the other day, and they're actually all such lovely people and like so feel like kindred spirits in a way, like their hearts are so aligned with our hearts for preserving these places. There's actually so many national parks that we weren't aware of. Like often people just think of the big ones, but yeah, like that we got to go to this historic center in
The Independence National Park in Philadelphia, which was funny because we get a little like day sheet for the tour of what's going to happen each day, and it said, oh, we're going on a 3-hour hike in Philadelphia. And so we got into like our hiking gear and boots and all this, and then we rock up at this historic building site and we're like, oh, okay. So this is a national park as well.
But one they did bring up actually that we are excited for is the Santa Monica Mountains. We've never been there before, but everyone in the office was kind of raving about it, so very interested to explore.
So we're doing a video session in Zion National Park, which is really cool. We're doing, I think there's 3 songs that we're performing with Zion National Park as the background. So
it'll be at like sunset hour, so hopefully the sky is all changing color throughout it. But yeah, we're really excited for that because like the location looks insane and it should hopefully turn out well.
And when's that happening?
It'll be, yeah, whenever that portion of the tour is from.
I think it's like halfway through the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you guys love to collab with musically, but maybe you haven't gotten to yet?
A lot of artists would probably say this same one, but Bon Iver would be pretty high on the list, I'd say. There's a lot of artists that like inspire us, like Bombay Bicycle Club would be one, Angus and Julia Stone.
Sufjan Stevens. Yeah, we really like him. I think he's such an interesting artist. Like every album's just, you don't know what you're going to get, but yeah, it's amazing.
How about music growing up? Were there any like staple bands that created you guys?
Yeah, I think early Ben Howard was a big one for us. Like Ryan said, Angus and Julia Stone was a big inspiration for us from the beginning. Yeah, Bon Iver, just like a lot of these like big house names.
And then what's next for you guys?
We got a big year ahead, so after this tour we go home, we've got about a month and a bit off. Probably be doing a little bit of writing, seeing what we can come up with, some new music. After that we go to Europe again, and we do another big tour through Europe. We're supporting Vance Joy in London at Wembley Arena, which is going to be pretty cool. And then after that we go home, and then we've got an Australian tour. Australia, New Zealand at the end of the year.
I don't know. I think we're just going to get back into our studio and just write. I don't know what we're going to write about, but
when you guys aren't working, how do you relax?
Yeah, we live in a really beautiful place in the world on the Gold Coast in Australia. So it's pretty easy to relax there. Our lifestyle's a bit crazy. We pretty much wake up and like my wife and I live in the hinterland. So we wake up to this rainforest every day, which is pretty relaxing, and then we head down to the beach and catch up with all of our friends at a cafe, have coffee, tea, and then go for a surf. It's pretty much like a dream at the moment. So it's not going to always be like this, like I'm sure when kids come along. So we're trying to embrace this lifestyle at the moment, but yeah, it's pretty good.
We have like such a beautiful community of friends back home as well, and like I live about 50 meters from the beach. There's this cafe down the road that we can just walk to, and pretty much any morning you walk down there, there's going to be someone, like friends there, and you end up just sitting there and hanging out and like starting the day with a coffee just by the beach. And it's such a good way to start the day, like before any work, just going and just like spending time with community. But yeah, it's a pretty good lifestyle.
How about favorite comfort foods you guys have?
I'm a naughty boy when it
comes. You always say that you're not going to have candy or lollies?
I can't. It's either all or nothing. Like, if I go to the store and I'm like, oh, I'll just get like a bag of sweets or like some chocolate or something, in my head I'm like, oh, I'll get this block of chocolate and I'll just have the one row. And then I have the one row and I put it back in the fridge or whatever. That might be a debate, but anyway. Then I'm like, oh, maybe I could just have one more row. And then I'll go and I have one more. And then I'm like, it's pretty good. Oh, maybe just one more. And then sure enough, the whole block's gone.
A perfect example is we were just in Faroe Islands for a holiday. And it was Ryan and I and my wife, Molly. But we went to this supermarket and they went down the candy aisle. And my wife doesn't really have lollies that much, but she felt like getting some. And Ryan was like, yes, I'll definitely get some. And they're like, well, what size should we?
I was like, we'll just get like a few, because it was like a box and you could fill up. And
yeah, and I thought they were going to get this small box.
Well, we were.
And they ended up getting this like big, large box, and they were going to share.
Well, the thing was, you paid for the whole box and it was like you fill it to the top. We thought it was like by weight. So I only filled it up a little bit. And then she was like, oh, it's going to be the same price whether you have a little bit or a lot. So I was like, oh, we may as well fill it to the top then.
And anyway, we get back to the Airbnb, and I think by the second day, like Molly, my wife, had only had like a couple, and then she looked over and Ryan's just at the bottom of this tub, and she's like, Ryan, what have you done? Yeah. I love a good breakfast. Yeah, I think that's a big part of Australia, just like good cafes, just a good salmon eggs Benedict, or for lunch, sushi.
How about some must-haves that you have to have on tour with you?
Probably Chris and Tom.
Our tour manager / bass player and our drummer, Tom, they really hold us together. They're such great people. And
we were just saying the other day, like, if they decide to stop touring with us, it might be hard to convince us to keep touring, because, like, there's such a good vibe on tour. And, like, touring can be hard work, but I think when you have, like, a really good crew, it just makes it so much easier. So, Chris and Tom.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.